This is Film Bookcast.
Film Bookcast.
Film Bookcast. The official podcast of Film Book. Get ready for the latest in film news, TV show news, and theatrical reviews. Film Book's podcast starts now.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Film Bookcast, the official podcast of Film Book. My name is Chris Banks. If you're tuning into Film Bookcast for the first time, welcome. What I do on this podcast is discuss the latest film and TV show news. I also review an in-theater film. You can find more about Film Bookcast on film-book.com by using the search term Film Bookcast. You can also email us at podcast@film-book.com with Film Bookcast in the subject line. Let's jump right into it this week.
This week in film news, fans like me of Jane Austen's classic novel Persuasion will be excited as Netflix announced the release date for its upcoming reimagining of the series of the novel, and it's scheduled to make its debut July 15th. It's being described as a modern and witty approach to the beloved Jane Austen story, while still remaining true to its source material. The film adaptation will center around an unconforming woman with modern sensibilities named Anne Elliot, who's living with a snobby family on the brink of bankruptcy. It's being directed by Cary Cracknell and was written off of a screenplay by Ron Bass and Alice Winslow. Some more exciting film news. Fans of Chris Pine and the classic game Dungeons and Dragons will be excited as Paramount Pictures finally confirmed the official title for its upcoming Dungeons and Dragons Honor Among Thieves. It's set to make its debut in theaters March 3rd of next year, and plot details and other characters are being kept tightly under wraps, being written and directed by Jonathan Goldstein and John Francis Daly. We'll keep up with news about Dungeons & Dragons as plot details and other cast members will be released, I hope, within the next 6 months. Some more film news. According to The Hollywood Reporter this week, Oscar-winning duo Ben Affleck and Matt Damon have found their next project together. It's going to be a brand new drama about the life of Nike's longtime executive, Sonny Vaccaro. Affleck is going to direct the pick, and Damon and Affleck will portray Nike co-founder Phil Knight and Sonny Vaccaro. The story will center around the popular shoe company's game-changing sneaker deal with then-rising NBA star Michael Jordan. It'll chronicle Vaccaro's relentless quest to sign Jordan, which included meeting the basketball icon's parents, former coaches, advisors, and friends. Affleck and Damon recently teamed up for The Last Duel, and we'll keep up with details as they break about this upcoming biopic around Nike. Finally this week, Oscar nominee M. Night Shyamalan took to Twitter to announce the production on his next horror thriller film, Knock at the Cabin, has officially begun. Details about plot and characters are being tightly kept under wraps, but it will star Dave Bautista. It's set to hit theaters February 3rd of next year, and we'll keep up with news about Knock at the Cabin as it breaks. But exciting news for anybody M. Night Shyamalan out there. Video game adaptations seem to be suddenly all the rage in film development, following the recent success of Pokemon, Sonic, and Free Guy. This boon now seems to be affecting projects that have been struggling through development for many years, like Warner Brothers' Minecraft. It was originally scheduled to come out March 4th, 2022, but obviously that didn't happen. Now news is breaking that star of Aquaman, Jason Momoa, is currently in talks to star in the film adaptation of Minecraft. We'll keep up with news if he's officially cast and if production begins on a movie that's been in flux for many years. That's it for movie news. This week in TV news, Idris Elba is set to star in his first major TV scripted role in 3 years. It's a thriller drama for Apple TV, and its title is Hijack. He's set to portray a successful business negotiator named Sam Nelson, who uses his persuasive skills to save the people on a hijacked plane. Hijack is written and executive produced by George Kay. Told in real time, the series is a tense thriller that follows the journey of a hijacked plane as it makes its way to London over a 7-hour flight, and authorities on the ground scramble for answers. It will center around Sam Nelson, an accomplished negotiator in the business world who needs to set up and use all of his guile to try to save the lives of passengers, but his high-risk strategy could be his undoing. Exciting news for fans of Idris Elba. Apple TV is on quite a tear. An exciting piece of TV news that broke this week, Emmy and Golden Globe nominee Kerry Washington will now be in The Simpsons. She landed the role of Rochelle Payton, Bart Simpson's newest teacher, who's described as a thoughtful, highly capable, and rather unfiltered fourth grade teacher. We got a clip of how Kerry Washington will be in the series, and I'm excited to see her as a regular on The Simpsons. Check out the teaser that they released on Twitter. The first episode that Kerry Washington will be seen in airs Sunday, April 24th. The last bit of TV news we'll check out this week. Fans of the upcoming Marvel Studios Disney series Echo will be excited as star Alekwa Cox took to social media this week to announce that production has officially began. The working title was Grasshopper, but exciting news, and we'll keep up with news about Echo as production just began this week for the Marvel Studios Disney series. That's it for TV news. Now let's check out some news from the international film market this week. Netflix, France's Metropolitan, and multi-territory distributor Vertis are among companies to have pre-bought Liam Neeson's thriller, The Land of Saints and Sinners. Filming of the film is currently underway in Ireland, as the film stars Liam Neeson, Shisharian Hines, Kerry Condon, Colm Meaney, John Gleeson, and many, many others. The film reunites Neeson with the Marksman director Robert Lawrence, and it's set in a remote Irish village, where a newly retired assassin finds himself drawn into a lethal game of cat and mouse with a trio of vengeful terrorists. The screenplay was written by Mark Michael McNally and Terry Lone. Some more news, BAFTA-nominated star Lila Farzand is among the leads of BBC One's Better, the latest drama from prolific Chernobyl producer's sister. She's playing the role of Billy Piper, a quick-witted policeman whose success lies on a foundation of deceit and corruption. The show tells the story of a pair's bond set in a world where they've created their own version of right and wrong. It's called a brilliant fresh take on the mortality tale. Finally, cameras are rolling on ITV's drama that tells the story of Britain's biggest ever police manhunt. The show is titled The Hunt for Rule Moat. It'll explore the major 2010 operation to apprehend fugitive Raoul Moat, who went on the run in Northumbria after killing a person and wounding two others. The drama focuses on innocent victims of his crimes, Christopher Brown, Samantha Stobart, and PC David Rathband. It'll begin with his ex-partner piecing her life back together following his imprisonment for assault. After he's released, he attempts to rekindle their relationship, but when Moat realizes that won't happen, he arms himself with a shotgun and confronts her and her new partner, Brown. The Hunt for Raoul Moat shines a light on the human tragedies behind the true story of Britain's biggest ever manhunt to apprehend a violent killer. That's it for international movie news. This week in DVD home releases is Jackass Forever. The gang reunites in the fourth movie of the Jackass series. When the original Jackass crew get together, it's a recipe for trouble and some disasters. Johnny Knoxville and his friends experience life-threatening and altogether dangerous acts, leading to some concussions, some pain, and lots of fear. From dangerous animals, lucrative stunts, and hysterical pranks, who knows what this infamous group of friends will have up their sleeves next. Jackass Forever is now available on DVD. Cyrano is now available on DVD. In this retelling of the classic story, Cyrano de Bergerac is charged with the monumental task of wooing a woman, Roxanne, who he has fallen in love with. Through his love letters, Cyrano's true spirit is revealed. His amazingly amorous nature makes itself known through his communications to his beloved. Along the way, a new recruit to his regiment makes himself useful as the face of Cyrano. Because the odds are stacked against him, Cyrano wonders whether his fate is to love Roxanne from afar. Cyrano is now available on DVD. The Humans is now available on DVD. When the patriarch of a Pennsylvania family invites three generations of family members to a Thanksgiving celebration, petty disagreements quickly take a back seat to more eerie things on the horizon. As the sun sets, a series of haunting phenomena forces the family members to take stock in their own fatalities, frustrations, and hopelessness. Are the apparitions they face, both real and imagined, a clue to the fate that awaits before sunrise? The Humans is now available on DVD. The Exorcism of God is now available on DVD. Father Peter Williams, an American exorcist, becomes possessed by the demon he was attempting to expel from a young lady, and he must commit a heinous sacrilege. 18 years later, Williams attempts to suppress his guilt by performing charitable acts in a Mexican town, but discovers the demon has resurfaced. The demon possesses a young lady, Esperanza, and spreads an illness among local children. However, the demon's purpose is to possess Williams. To expel the demon from Esperanza, Williams must confess his sin, but he risks the fate of his soul and the ability to save those he cares about. The Exorcism of God is now available on DVD. That's it for DVD home releases from this week. This week in movie trailers is a refreshing trailer. Kind of reminds me of American Pie and a lot of movies that came out in the 90s. It's from Open Road Films, and the film title is Good Morning. It stars Machine Gun Kelly. He plays a movie star who's on the verge of a breakup, and it's just a really cool-looking throwback kind of movie. The synopsis is, when a movie star London Clash wakes up to an implied breakup text from the love of his life, his world is turned upside down. But the timing couldn't be worse, because the most important meeting of his career is scheduled for later in the same day. Compounded by chaotic roommates and wildly unpredictable twists and turns, London's day keeps going downhill until ultimately he's forced to choose between pursuing his one true love and landing a life-changing starring role in a major motion picture. Good Morning is written and directed by Colson Baker, and check out the trailer now. It'll be in theaters May 20th. Another fresh movie trailer that dropped this week comes from Screen Media Films, and the film title is Monstrous. It's a horror thriller starring Christina Ricci, and it'll be in theaters and video on demand May 13th. The trailer shows us a single mother as she moves into a new house with her young son in order to start a new life away from the trauma she endured under her abusive husband. But unbeknownst to her, she's about to face a new monster in her life as her and her son get terrorized by a horrifying creature from the lake. Monstrous is directed by Chris Styriston and written by Carol Crest. A terrifying new horror awaits Laura and her 7-year-old son, Cody, when they flee her abusive ex-husband and try to settle into a new life in an idyllic and remote lakeside farmhouse. Still traumatized, their physical and mental well-being are pushed to the limit as their fragile existence is threatened. Watch the trailer for Monstrous. It'll be in theaters and video on demand May 13th. We'll wrap up this week in film trailers with the latest trailer from Lightyear. And Toy Story fans will be happy as the trailer unveiled the film's villain, Zurg. Check out the latest trailer from Lightyear. It'll debut in theaters June 17th. Now let's check out some TV trailers from this week. Prime Video just dropped the official Night Sky trailer for its upcoming sci-fi drama series. It stars Oscar winner Sissy Spock and J.K. Simmons. All 8 episodes will be available for streaming on Friday, May 20th. Night Sky was written and created by Holden Miller. Spanning space and time, it follows Irene and Franklin York, a couple who years ago discovered a chamber buried in their backyard, which inexplicably leads to a strange and deserted planet. They've carefully guarded their secret ever since, but when an enigmatic young man enters their lives, the York's quiet existence is quickly upended. And the mystifying chamber they thought they knew so well turns out to be much more than they ever could have imagined. Check out the trailer for Night Sky. All 8 episodes will be available on Amazon Prime Friday, May 20th. Peacock just released the official Angeline trailer for its latest limited drama starring Golden Globe nominee Emily Rossum as the 1980s Billboard Queen. It's scheduled to make its debut Thursday, May 19th. In the trailer, teases the drama's documentary-styled storytelling, as we get a glimpse of various people from Angeline's past, who get interviewed in an attempt to uncover her true identity. The series is written and executive produced by Allison Miller. It's about fame, identity, survival, billboards, Corvettes, lingerie, men, women, women teasing men, men obsessed with women, West Hollywood, crystals, UFOs, and most importantly of all, the self-proclaimed glow-in-the-dark queen of the universe, Angeline. Check out the trailer for Angeline. The last TV trailer we'll talk about this week, Nothing Is As It Seems, an AMC's upcoming adaptation of Tony Hillerman's iconic Leghorn and She book series. The show is titled Dark Winds, and it'll debut Sunday, June 12th. In the trailer, begins with a Navajo police officer discovering 2 dead bodies in a hotel room. In order to find the killer, he must search through the town's 27,000 square miles of land. Lucky for him, a new deputy has been sent in to help with this impossible task. It's set in 1971 on a remote outpost in the Navajo Nation near Monument Valley. Check out the trailer for Dark Winds. It'll debut June 19th on AMC. That's it for TV trailers. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Film Bookcast. You can find more of my work on film-book.com. Just search for Chris Banks or Film Bookcast. You can also find me on Twitter. I'm at C Banksy. That's S-E-E Banksy. I'm also on Instagram, at The Chris Banks. If you listen to this podcast on iTunes or another podcast service, please rate and review this episode. If you're listening to this podcast on our YouTube channel, Film Book Podcast, please like our video, subscribe to our channel, and leave us a comment in the comment section. It really helps other people discover our podcast. Please also consider becoming one of our patrons on Patreon at patreon.com/filmbook. Your support really helps us create more engaging content. You'll find our Patreon link below in the description. If you want to tweet about this podcast, just use the hashtag FilmBookCast. Tune in next week for the next episode of the FilmBookCast. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you then.